We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Tar Heel Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, AT&T presents Roy Williams Live. AT&T, a proud supporter of Carolina basketball. AT&T, more for your thing. That's our thing. Also brought to you in part by your Carolina Ford dealers. Experience the all-new 2019 Ford Ranger, built for adventure. See your Carolina Ford dealers today. Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents of North Carolina. Distracted driving is a serious problem. Don't text and drive. And by Wells Fargo, proud supporter of Carolina athletics. Wells Fargo, established 1852, reestablished 2018. Live from top of the hill, this is Roy Williams Live. Here is your host, the voice of the Tar Heels, Jones Angel.
Welcome inside Top of the Hill Restaurant. It is Monday, March the 25th, and the latest edition of Roy Williams Live. Here to talk Tar Heel hoops for the next hour with the Hall of Fame head coach of the Heels. Excited to do so and excited to have you as part of the show. Got a big crowd here at Top of the Hill. We're going to get to as many questions as we can. You can get them in via telephone, 866-TAR-HEEL, 866-827-4335. As always, Casey is back in the studio. He will take your phone call, write your question down, send it to us here at the restaurant. You can send me a tweet, at Jones Angel. Angel has two L's at the end, as we know by now, I hope. And we have, gosh, a bunch of questions that we built up both from today and the last couple of weeks as we've gone through the show. So we'll get to as many questions as we can. We're going to take a few extra ones tonight because I knew there'd be a bunch. So get those in now, 866-TAR-HEEL, 866-827-4335. All right, Coach, congratulations for an NCAA record 29th time. Tar Heels have advanced to the Sweet 16. They did it with a couple of wins in Columbus, Ohio. Started Friday night, 88-73, the final score over the 16-seed Iona Gaels. And then Carolina moved past the 9-seed Washington Huskies, 81-59 yesterday afternoon. Again, congratulations on just an exciting weekend for you and your team.
Yeah, it was, that's what you call a nice trip. Didn't get buried by snow or rain. Played two games, won two games. A little scary yesterday when Garrison goes out, and then a little scary when Kenny goes out, but thankfully they both made it back. Garrison had some quite extensive denture work done yesterday before we left town, and saw him today. He looks a lot better than he did yesterday. Last day, he didn't look very good. I told him that. And after the game, he looked like a guy just been in a boxing match, so it was something.
Just a note for Coach or on Coach Williams on that Sweet 16 appearance. 19th time that Coach Williams has led a team to the Sweet 16 of the NCAA tournament. 10th time in his 16 years at Carolina. Now, those 19 trips, second most ever for an individual coach, and only four schools have more Sweet 16 appearances than Coach Williams has individually. Carolina, Duke, Kentucky, and Kansas are the only schools that have gone to more Sweet 16s than Coach Williams has led a school to in his career. So, Coach, congratulations. Just another number. Hall of Fame career, congratulations.
Means I'm old.
But doing it the right way.
Yeah, I hope so.
Couple things that felt like they were a big part of your team this week in Coach rebounding. Yout rebounded your two opponents 100-50 in the two games, outscored them in second chance points 42-7. Some really big numbers in favor of your team.
And that's what we need to keep doing. And you know, if you continue doing that, you've got a better chance to survive some bad shooting nights or survive some turnovers. So we need to keep doing that, and we need to start shooting the ball a little bit better and hopefully defending better. But every step you go, you got to play better. If you don't play better, you go home, because the team you're starting to play is a better team, more talented, has accomplished more. So every game, you've got to play a little bit better than you did the game before.
A lot of talk about Washington's zone defense leading up to that game yesterday, and it's been very good all year long, forces a bunch of turnovers, and has been successful for the Huskies. How do you feel like your team handled that unique defensive look?
Well, we've always been pretty good against the zone. Now, when we lose, it's because we didn't make shots, but I'll even go back, and this is not saying anything negative about a zone or whatever, but I'm never bothered by a team playing zone. Some teams, the coaching staff gets negative about it, and the kids get worried about it. I've never been bothered by the other team playing zone. They get a chance to defend you. They can choose to do a zone, or they can choose it man-to-man. You know, I've never played anybody that stopped and didn't go down on the other end. They just let us go down and lay it up. But I remember you and I have talked about this before. The last game I coached at Kansas in 2003. Was against Syracuse, one of Jimmy's really good teams. And I think we shot like 56 or 57%, lose the game by three, and we were 11 for 31 from a free throw line. Yeah. And, you know, so the zone, they didn't guard us when shooting free throws, but we shot 56, 57% against it. So I think my kids have never worried about it either, because I just tell them it's silly. If they play man, let's play them. If they play zone, let's play them. If they go outside, let's go play them. And you don't worry about it. But we do try to do some things that are going to help us and try to be successful against a man and against his own, and we recruit players that sort of fit in and do those kind of things. And so far, it's been okay. If Auburn plays his zone and we shoot 11% and turn it over 77 times, I'm going to say I was stupid for saying something. But the bottom line is you got to play against their defense, and I really don't care what they play.
Coach, individually, a lot of guys had nice weekends. Thought Nasir Little had two of his better games as a Tar Heel. Had 19 points, four rebounds against Iona. And followed that up with maybe even a more impressive performance. 20 points, seven rebounds yesterday. Just a really big boost off your bench from Nasir.
Well, Nasir really did give us a lift. And against Washington, he was a load for those guys to handle inside. And I thought his play was continuing to trend up. Until he got hurt, you know, he hurt his ankle, and then he got poked in the eye, and then it slivered down a little bit, and I think he started back up with it now, and it's a great time for us.
You mentioned Garrison and got popped in the mouth there in maybe midway first half. Showed a little toughness, came back in the second half, contributed in a big way, felt like your team was better, particularly defensively, when he was on the floor.
Well, there's no question. He or Kenny, you pick which one you want. He's the best post defender. Kenny's best perimeter defender. He's more dependable. He's won the Defense Player of the Game Award more than anyone. And so our team is a heck of a lot better when he's in there.
Coach, kind of a unique time after the game. Normally the Tar Heels kind of get out of town pretty quickly, and the travel's handled a little differently through the NCAA in the NCAA tournament, excuse me.
You guys got one of us can talk.
Yeah, that's right. I can't get through it. It's been a long weekend.
That's right.
You sat down with your team and had a little bit of a pizza party kind of deal after the game yesterday. You had some family there. Just kind of a neat moment to sit back and enjoy a fun day with your team.
Well, it was. And as you say, they set up the travel, tell us what time they can get the planes there, what time we can leave. And so there's a lot of times you have some time to do that. And some of my favorite moments have been something like that. I can't tell you what year. I think it was 96 or 97, we had two big wins in Phoenix, and they told us right off the bat, you know, you're going to have 3 hours to waste because we can't get the plane here. And it was a beautiful day. It was in the spring for them, and we went out and had a great meal at an old cowboy kind of place with great hamburgers, and I'm sitting outside on a wagon. I thought I'd died and gone to heaven, and just didn't know what I'd done to deserve it. But no, it was a nice moment. We had our daughter Kimberly and her husband Kurt and little Kason with us, so we had some fun. My high school coach was there, and yesterday was his birthday, number 79, and I got the team to go sing happy birthday to him. And Buddy was a little overwhelmed. Hell, he started singing to himself. So he was singing happy birthday along with him. I said, "What are you doing?" You know, that kind of thing. But no, we had a good time, and the guys got a chance to get some good food before we got on the plane, and that helped them sleep even more on the plane.
Fun weekend all the way around, certainly, yep, for the Tar Heels. We're going to take a timeout. We're going to just mention, take a quick look at that Iona game in the first round, and then start getting to your questions for the head coach of the Heels. Again, the phone number, 866-827-4335. That's 866-TAR-HEEL. You can also send me a tweet, at Jones Angel, Angel with two L's at the end. Bunch of stuff to do with Coach over the next hour. It is Roy Williams live from Learfield, IMG College.
Every day in the U.S., more than 9 people are killed and 1,000 injured in crashes involving a distracted driver. You can't control other motorists, but you can control how you operate your vehicle. Avoid distractions while driving, like texting, eating, and changing the radio or navigation system. You can't drive safely unless driving has your full attention. Any non-driving activity you engage in increases your risk of crashing. Brought to you by Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents of North Carolina. Learn more at TrustedChoice.com.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist, the 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan Intelligent Mobility technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue, for the win. Get to Nissan, proud partner of Carolina Athletics. Go, ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
There are 10 million people in North Carolina, meaning UNC Healthcare has 10 million reasons to push boundaries. That's why we're putting healthcare right at your fingertips, offering 24/7 virtual appointments, developing hundreds of breakthrough clinical trials, and why we have experts for anything that comes your way. We have 10 million reasons to never stop. You, UNC Healthcare, North Carolina's health system. Find a doctor at 10millionreasons.org.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. We're committed to fountain drink perfection. That's why we make ours with 100% filtered water and serve them at an ice cold 34 degrees over our famous Chewy Ice. We're so sure you'll taste the difference, we guarantee it. The next time you come into one of our 25 Cruiser's locations, come inside and enjoy the perfect fountain drink made just the way you like it. They're only 89 cents every day.
Fountain drinks with Chewy Ice, only at Cruiser's. Good to go.
My name is Sammy Culbertson. I'm the owner of the Chick-fil-A inside University Place in Chapel Hill, formerly known as University Mall. Our team would love to invite you and your family to come try our new addictive frosted coffee or frosted lemonade, which is a smooth blend of our signature ice cream and our fresh squeezed lemonade. They are delicious. So come see us just off 15501 on Estes Drive, only 2 miles from UNC. Our Chick-fil-A restaurant is a proud sponsor of the Tar Heels.
We're at Top of the Hill Restaurant, downtown Chapel Hill, and Roy Williams live. My name's Jones Angel, along with the head coach of the Heels, Roy Williams. Thanks so much for being here on a Monday, March the 25th. Carolina moving on to the round of 16 of the NCAA tournament. We'll talk about the matchup with the Auburn Tigers. Next team the Heels will see, the SEC tournament champions, winners of 10 in a row, shoot more three-pointers than any team in the country. So it will be a challenge for Carolina, to be sure. We'll talk about that coming up in just a little bit. But Coach, wanted to keep looking back for just a few more minutes before we get to questions from Tar Heel fans from this past weekend, and want to go back to that round of 64 game against Iona. First 20 minutes, a little shaky, but your team responded with terrific second half, sparked by some big plays right out of the halftime locker room.
Well, it was. It wasn't a little shaky. It was frightening is what it was. Shaky, that'd be what you thought. Tim Cluess, their coach, was Danny Green's high school coach. Really a good guy, good coach. And they've usually played at a very fast pace. A couple of years ago, they played at a pace faster than anybody, led the nation in scoring, that kind of thing. But what they decided to do was the best way they felt like to win was to spread the floor, run the clock, and shoot a ton of threes. We knew they were going to shoot a lot of threes, but they were going to shoot them in transition and do some other things. So it was a little bit of a change. And, you know, they make 10 of their first 19, and it wasn't pleasant for us because we weren't guarding the way we wanted to guard. We were tentative on the offensive end. You can't be hesitant. You have to attack all the time. And so it made for a very ugly first half. And we jumped them a little bit at halftime and came out. And Cam made that big three right in front of our bench. We get a stop. Luke scores, and all of a sudden, in like 30 seconds, the game's tied. And then I think the pressure hit them a little bit more. We started guarding a little bit better. We changed the way we were going to play the screen on the ball, and was interesting to see if that was going to help us. And they almost didn't set many more screens on the ball, so it had almost no effect on the game. But it gave us something to do as coaches, I guess, anyway. But we just played better, and I think stress got to them a little more.
When you see a curveball from the other team like that as far as the style of play, how do you try to handle that with your guys as just far as getting them organized and ready to attack?
Never been too concerned about it. Coach Smith always said your game plan's good for the first 4 to 6 minutes, and then you got to go by the seat of your pants. And I mostly go by the seat of my pants as soon as we go out there. So it's you try to practice to be prepared for anything they can throw at you, and we've done that before. So it was a very simple thing.
Coach, what do you say we start getting to some questions? We have a bunch of them built up, so thought we'd go ahead and take some as we move through the show. We're going to do it the rest of the hour. Again, the number is 866-TAR-HEEL, 866-827-4335. You can also send me a tweet at Jones Angel. Angel has two L's at the end. Chase sent this one in. Coach wants to know. Now, first of all, let me preface by saying Coach can't enter any bracket pools, of course. We all know that. It's totally out of bounds for anybody involved in the NCAA. But Chase wants to know, do you ever fill out a bracket for fun? Do you ever look at the bracket and kind of fill one out like so many fans do?
1978. It was the last bracket I ever filled out.
Really?
Yeah, and I don't think it's stupid, so I just don't do it, you know. But I'm supposed to know what I'm doing. I'll tell you how good I was. And that's not it. I didn't do that. I made the pool. And then at all the teachers at school, everybody picked out a team. And I was running the thing. I was the good guy. And so at the end, my principal was sort of complaining about his team, and I didn't want my team. And so I said, I'll trade you. And so he traded me. He gave me Tennessee. And I felt real good. That was Bernard King and Ernie Grunfeld. And I said, boy, you're so dumb giving up Tennessee. And so at the end of the tournament, Marquette won the tournament. And that's the team that I had to start with. And I traded it to my principal. So I said at that time, I'm never going to do anything like this again. But I've never filled out a bracket. Now, I've been involved in some things with the golf, you know, for the Masters or some things like that. But I'm positive. I've never filled out a bracket, never completed one. Wanda's really good at it because she waits till the game's over and then she writes in who won.
Gets it right every time.
Yeah, she's really good.
Coach, I had a couple questions about this, including Carol in Oriental, North Carolina, who called in during the show about the lack of a flagrant foul on the play we were talking about with Garrison when he got clipped in the mouth with an elbow. And just was curious about the explanation you received and whether you thought it should have been a flagrant.
I was on a rules committee for 6 years, maybe longer than any other coach ever has been. It's the best committee I was ever on, the most serious committee we worked. It wasn't any less talk for an hour and go play golf for 4 hours. It wasn't anything like that. I was really proud, and it's the only committee I would ever go back and be on again. They made a mistake, in my opinion, by changing the rule, because now you have a cylinder from the floor on up to eternity. And if the offensive player, he has the right to his cylinder. Well, this defensive player has a cylinder as well. And I have a still photo, and you can say you can't go by still photos. Well, you can go by something. I think that Garrison was hit. It was not flagrant. It was not intentional. I'm not saying that whatsoever, but I think that Garrison should have gotten a foul. The still picture, you can see Garrison is in his own cylinder, you know, and the guy's elbow is in Garrison's cylinder directly in his body and hits him in the mouth. He gets cut lip. I think it's two stitches. He has two teeth that are dislodged. They didn't lose either one of them. They took him. He had a neat ride. He got an ambulance. They turned on the sirens. Got a cop that turned on his sirens. They took him off out of the arena later and got him straightened out a little bit, put a brace in, straightened him out, and brought him back over to meet us at the restaurant. But in my opinion, and I don't care what anybody else says, they can give me all this flowery description. It's BS. I mean, he's standing there. He's not doing anything. He's got his hands up. He's straight up at where he can be, and the guy's elbow hit him in the mouth, and I disagreed at that time. But I said, I wasn't asking for a flagrant foul. I didn't think of that. But, you know, it's bad when Garrison bites a guy on the elbow. You know, I mean, that's the way you fouled the guy. You bit his elbow. Come on now. But I think the rules committee needs to look at that. And it was a factor in the game. It took out our best defender for the entire rest of the first half. But I think the intent of the rule was okay. You've got to let the offense. But what we're supposed to be concerned about more than anything is player safety. And I think when the rule was the way it used to be, that you could go to the monitor, you could call it flagrant, you could even eject the guy, you could call a technical even if he didn't make contact, that made youngsters be more aware of the rule and more aware of that type of behavior. And I really don't believe the kid intentionally died. There's not one bone in my body that thinks that. But, you know, you can rip the ball through high or you can rip the ball through low and you can get your guys back off of them. For 31 years, we've taught our guys to rip the ball through low because I think that's the safest way. You don't put anybody in any harm. And you can get people off of you. And I don't necessarily think it was that, but he just turned around and he took up Garrison's space with his move. Now, again, I read all this pretty neat definition, but I don't believe it. I don't care what anybody says.
As a follow-up, Kristen sent in this email and wanted to know how you move on from bad or inconsistent calls from the referee. She said she feels like that she stews for quite some time over bad calls and wants to know how you're able to move on so quickly.
Well, one thing is that I can't get elated and stay on one play how good it was or get so mad and stay on one play. We have to move on. But the referees, it's the toughest game to handle. It's tougher than baseball, football. I think it's the toughest game there is. And you haven't heard me. I don't think anybody's ever heard me say that referees cost this game. I don't believe in that stuff. I may disagree with one call. Well, the next call, the other coach may disagree. It's a hard game to do. And the most part, the guys who do our games and are at this level are really, really good. I was not disappointed in the crew when I saw them walk out on the court. And I am sometimes, but I was not disappointed when I saw the crew walk out of the court. And I was not disappointed when they walked off the court at halftime, nor when they walked off at the end of the game. And they were calls that Michael wanted that he didn't get. They were calls that I wanted that I didn't get. And to me, I don't think anybody should get so fired up about it, the officiating. And, you know, it's part of the game. We lost a game at home several years ago, 2010, that they had five straight plays that we needed one of those. And all five went against us, and we lost the game. But we put ourselves in there by playing so poorly, you know. But it's part of the game, and those guys really are very serious about it. They work hard at it. They do a good job. And I would not be offended if the same three guys came out for the next game. It wouldn't bother me.
We'll get to more questions for Coach. Have a bunch and want some more. 866-TAR-HEEL, 866-827-4335. Shoot me a tweet, at Jones Angel. Angel has two L's at the end. We're jam-packed tonight at Top of the Hill Restaurant, downtown Chapel Hill, and Roy Williams live from Learfield, IMG College.
Everyone has an idea of their perfect engagement ring. You'll know it when you see it, but you have to see it. Allure Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. 8 stunning collections with over 300 styles. Yellow, rose, or white gold. Two-tone, stacks, pavé, solitaires, wraps, guards. Your perfect ring exists. All you have to do is come and see it. It's your style and your choice with Allure Bridal. Only at Reed's Jewelers and Reed's.com.
Continental Tire's Terrain Contact AT is the ideal all-terrain tire for CUV, SUV, and light trucks, and will get you to the game or anywhere else you need to go. Traction Plus technology gives you the durability to conquer dirt, gravel, and grass, while also providing a quiet, comfortable ride. This tire strikes the perfect balance between off-road traction and on-road manners. Visit ContinentalTire.com for more details. Continental Tire, a proud partner of Carolina Athletics.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
There are 10 million people in North Carolina, meaning UNC Healthcare has 10 million reasons to push boundaries. That's why we're putting healthcare right at your fingertips, offering 24/7 virtual appointments, developing hundreds of breakthrough clinical trials, and why we have experts for anything that comes your way. We have 10 million reasons to never stop. You, UNC Healthcare, North Carolina's health system. Find a doctor at 10millionreasons.org.
Babe, put your phone down.
Can't. I'm customizing a Nissan Rogue in our team colors for our chance to win it.
But real fans watch everything.
Okay, real fan. Who's winning?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'll take the Rogue.
Enter the Nissan Own the Paint sweepstakes today at NissanUSA.com/Rogue sweepstakes.
Get to Nissan, proud partner of Carolina Athletics.
No purchase necessary. To enter and for official rules, visit NissanUSA.com/Rogue sweepstakes. Ends 3/31/19. Open to residents of the U.S. or D.C. except Alaska, 18 and older. Void where prohibited.
Top of the Hill Restaurant, downtown Chapel Hill, and Roy Williams live. Thanks again for being with us tonight, either here in the restaurant, if you're listening online, listening to a Tar Heel Sports Network radio affiliate, however you're joining us this evening, we really appreciate it. Having fun talking about the Tar Heels moving on to the Sweet 16. Quick reminder about the Rams Club. You can become a part of the team at Carolina and make a life-changing impact for Tar Heel student athletes. Join the Rams Club today. More information, ramsclub.com. All right, so we're down to 16 teams. The action starts again on Thursday. The West region goes first. Number one seed Gonzaga and four seed Florida State. That will be at a few minutes after 7 o'clock on Thursday night. That game is followed by the two seed Michigan and three seed Texas Tech in that region. Also on Thursday at 7:30 or so in the South, number two seed Tennessee and third seeded Purdue. Game following that will be the number one seed Virginia and 12th seeded Oregon. Then on Friday, it's the East region in the Midwest. That's where the Tar Heels are, out in the Midwest. First, though, it's the East, a few minutes after 7, second-seeded Michigan State and number 3 seed LSU. Top-seeded Duke and number 4 seed Virginia Tech will follow that matchup. And then where the Tar Heels are, out in Kansas City, Carolina will be the first game of the night in that region. So they'll start at 7:30 or so, right around 7:30, 7:29 is the official time, as Carolina will face off with number 5 seed Auburn. That game will be followed by 3-seed Houston and 2-seed Kentucky. So, Coach, a lot of really good teams, highly seeded teams, all still remain in the NCAA tournament.
Well, it means the tournament committees has to feel good about their seedings because so many of the top teams have gotten through, but also they deserve it because they've played that well all year long and they've continued to play that well during the tournament.
Coach, a couple questions from some folks here in the restaurant. Kevin Gallagher, who I believe is over to our left from Pine Valley. Kevin wanted to know, do you really detest cool? He said he heard you say that after, I think it was the Iona game that you said that.
I said it during the huddle, and so I didn't say it after the game. Yeah, there's nothing that ticks me off more than somebody trying to be cool. I mean, it just... my wife say I usually use language my wife doesn't like, and instead of saying it really ticks me off. I don't give a blankety blank how cool you are. Do what the crap I tell you to do, and it usually works out a lot better. So, go.
Sue Ann Lewis, where's Sue? Sue's over here somewhere. Sue said she is going to Maui in May on a Mother's Day trip with a bunch of Tar Heel fans and her family, and wanted to know what are some favorite restaurant ideas, activities that you really enjoy. She says she's heard you love Maui and, of course, the Maui Invitation.
Well, the Maui Invitation, I'll probably try to go there after I retire because, I mean, can you imagine this? You watch basketball games. If you don't like it, you walk 100 yards outside and lay down on the beach, you know, and then go back inside. You don't like a referee's call, go outside, you know, whatever it is. But, no, I think it's a great, great tournament. Longies, L-O-N-G-I-N-E-S, Longies Restaurant there is the best. And it's the neatest place. It wasn't real neat. Was it the last time or two times ago we were there? Longies, I go there every year, and usually after the final round of the tournament, and they've been really nice to me. There's some coaches, Doug Moe and Don Nelson, some other guys have been there more than me, and definitely Bill Raftery and Jay Billis. But I usually get the corner table looking over the street, and we win the tournament, and it's really nice. And we got there, and they said, Mr. Williams, part of your party's already at your table. And I said, no, we're all here. And they said, no, part of your party's already checked in. I said, no, they didn't. We're all right here. And come to find out, went up there, and he's just – the group was up there, and And the guy was laughing. He said, I didn't realize you were coming. He said, I always use your name and get a better table. And now you guys laugh, but I want to tell you that word that Wanda doesn't like, it ticked me off. It did. That ticked me off. We just won the daggum tournament. Somebody said, why would you do that? He said, well, I didn't know you were here. I said, well, what were you in town for? You know, that kind of thing. And so I was not pleased. I was not pleased at all. And then he sends a bottle of wine over to my table that after we waited another 15 to 20 minutes to get a table big enough for our group. And so I send the daggum wine back and told him not only does he not know what he's doing, I don't drink, but I wouldn't drink his wine if I did drink. But don't worry about that. Long as it's a great place.
Other than that, it's a great place.
It's a great place. I loved it.
Austin Tilley tweeted this question in, Coach. Wanted to know just the challenge of the emotions of the NCAA tournament. If, you know, if you go as deep as you go, you're going six games. And just the challenge of having those emotions be high enough to compete at a high level but not get too high to kind of get out of rhythm.
Yeah, it's hard, but it's the same for everybody. And I always tell them we got to play. Let's play great. We always want to try to play as well as we play. I'm still looking to coach and have a team play the perfect game. That's what my goal is. And so I say, let's play great. And if we do play great, maybe they'll say, hey, won't you stay around and play again? Mm-hmm. And that's the way I look at it each game is let's try to play great and then see what happens after that.
I've heard you say that before about the perfect game. Have you ever left one where you thought, you know, that was pretty close to about as perfect as we can be?
Yeah. It was. I've told this before. I mean, Rick Pitino didn't his first year at Kentucky. We played them in Allen Fieldhouse, and we beat them 150-95, and we were really good. I didn't even have to go like this because they were running fast enough. But no, but that was closest. But Rick's team it was his first year. They were young and a whole bit, and they were pressing us, and we were going through it and laying it up or dunking it on the other end. But we didn't guard them because they scored 95, so it wasn't a perfect game in that way. But offensively, that's about as good as I've ever seen anybody.
Coach Johnny out in Los Angeles sent in this email today. He said, after tournament wins, he has seen you do your tradition of writing the number of teams remaining on the whiteboard for your team in the locker room. He said, was this something you picked up from Coach Smith after tournament wins? He also wondered if Coach Smith ever did the jump around that you like to do with your players in the locker room.
No, Coach never did the jump around, but he wasn't as conservative acting and everything. I mean, we had some fun in the locker room. I mean, we used to play Maryland, and we'd sing amen in the locker room, and he started it. Okay, he was the first one to start the amen. You know, so he was the first one to do that. No, I started it at Kansas, just making that block a little bit bigger and a little bit bigger and a little bit bigger after each game. And it's something the kids have enjoyed, the staff's enjoyed, and you know, sometimes it's worked, sometimes it hasn't, but it's been a fun time.
Right now that number's at 16. That's where the Tar Heels are. We'll talk a little bit more about the upcoming opponent, Auburn, plus get to your questions when we return. And again, that number, 866-TAR-HEEL, 866-827-4335. Send me a tweet, at Jones Angel, Angel 2Ls at the end. About halfway home here on March 25th, and Roy Williams live from Learfield, IMG College.
It's that time of year again. The Bojangler Fish Filet Sandwich is back at Bojangles. Coming today for Bojangles Light, Flaky, Wild-Caught Alaskan Pollock Filet sprinkled with Bojangles' special blend of seasonings. Topped with a slice of American cheese, tartar sauce, and served on a toasted buttered bun. Head to Bojangles and try the Bojangler Fish Filet Sandwich combo with your choice of fixin' and legendary iced tea. Bojangles, it's Bojangler time.
UNC fans, when you're looking for a unique shopping and dining experience, make Crabtree Valley Mall your game day, any day, all day destination. Crabtree offers more than 200 unique shops like Michael Kors, Brooks Brothers, Oakley, J. Crew, Pandora, Altered State, and Allen Edmonds, plus restaurants such as the Cheesecake Factory, Fleming's Prime Steakhouse, and Seasons 52 Fresh Grill. For a complete lineup of our stores and restaurants, visit us at shopcrabtree.com. Crabtree Valley Mall, Glenwood Avenue, Raleigh.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. We're committed to fountain drink perfection. That's why we make ours with 100% filtered water and serve them at an ice-cold 34 degrees over our famous Chewy Ice. We're so sure you'll taste the difference, we guarantee it. The next time you come into one of our 25 Cruisers locations, come inside and enjoy the perfect fountain drink made just the way you like it. They're only 89 cents every day.
Fountain drinks with Chewy Ice, only at Cruisers. good to go.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist, the 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan Intelligent Mobility technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue, for the win. Get to Nissan, proud partner of Carolina Athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
My name is Sammy Culberson. I'm the owner of the Chick-fil-A in Chapel Hill. As Tar Heel fans, our team would like to invite you to dine in with us before or after the next UNC athletic event. Chick-fil-A, located just off 15501 on Estes Drive inside the mall, is the perfect place to enjoy a great-tasting hand-breaded Chick-fil-A sandwich. Don't have time to dine in? Use our new Chick-fil-A One app to place a mobile order and skip the line. Or call ahead to order a Chick-fil-A nugget tray and a gallon of fresh-squeezed lemonade for your tailgating and party needs. Our Chick-fil-A restaurant is a proud sponsor of the Tar Heels.
Back at Top of the Hill Restaurant in downtown Chapel Hill, it's Roy Williams live. Again, thank you so much for being here tonight. Quick update on some other athletic teams around Chapel Hill. Baseball, number 9 in the nation, 18-7 overall. Guys won a road series at Virginia Tech this weekend, taking 2 out of 3 from the Hokies. Diamond Heels back in action tomorrow. They host Campbell at 6 o'clock. And then Duke coming to Chapel Hill this upcoming weekend for a 3-game set. Those games are 6 o'clock Friday, 3 o'clock Saturday, 1 o'clock on Sunday. Women's tennis, number 1 in the nation, now 20-1 on the year, 8-0 in conference play. Top Miami yesterday. They have a 2-game road swing coming up at Syracuse Friday, at Pittsburgh on Sunday. Tennis-wise, for the men, number 11 in the nation, 12-3 overall, 4-1 in conference action. Beat 2 ranked opponents this weekend in Chapel Hill, had wins over number 20, Oklahoma, and number 23, Miami. 2 more, wrestling. Congratulations to the wrestling program. Finished 19th at the NCAA Wrestling Championships. That's their best finish since 1995. So congratulations, Coach Coleman Scott continues to have his program moving in the right direction. And men's golf took home the title this past weekend of the Tar Heel Intercollegiate right here in Chapel Hill. Carolina finished 6 shots ahead of second place Illinois, 13 shots ahead of third place Kansas State. North Florida and Notre Dame rounded out the top 5. So a lot of success around Carolina athletics, as it normally is. Coach, a couple questions. Let's get to them. Justin via Twitter sent this one in. Wanted to know if you could discuss the NCAA rule of only allowing 15 players on the bench during a tournament game. During the Iona game, Caleb Ellis could not dress out. He was in the stands for the Tar Heels. During the Washington game, it was Shea Rush who was not dressed out. Justin just wanted to know, how long has this been rule, and do you think it's a silly rule?
Yes, it's a silly rule. I had long discussions with two very good, and I really mean very competent, very caring NCAA people. I don't understand the rule. They say you can have 22 seats. That's fine, you know, because the NCAA tournament committee, they don't want 20 coaches over there in coats and ties. So they put a number of seats there. But I think, and I put a little bit of the problem on Clint's plate because he's going to check everywhere else. I think, for example, football, whatever the number is that you can dress, you can dress throughout the entire season, and it's the same for the national championship game. Well, I can dress out 17 guys throughout the regular season, and we do at home. We don't take Ryan with us on the road. But then all of a sudden, if you get to the NCAA tournament, which is the prize that you're playing for all year long, and then they say you can only dress 15, that's not right. And I asked the two guys I was talking to, and again, they were great. I said, how would you feel if it were you? And I said, but even more so, how would you feel it with your son that participated all year? And are you guys lost? All right. I thought I was in Scotland. I like the look. I don't like it for me, but I like the look. I thought there was this one, and I looked over here, and I thought I was drunk or something. There were two of them. But no, back to the rule, though, it's not a good rule. You have to take some of your kids who have been, we've had 103 practices, 103 practices in 35, 36, 37 games that our kids have been involved in. when I asked Luke May to run a suicide, or 33s is what we call, KJ and Ryan and Caleb, they have to do that. If I ask them to run 10 of those, they have to do the same thing. If I give Luke May a steak, then they get a steak. They're in. It's, you know, it's that old chicken and the egg. I mean, you know, the chicken's involved, but the pig is really, he's involved more than you can say, because he's committed. These guys are committed. They're playing and practicing every day, and then all of a sudden you get there and they say, no, no, no. I mean, it's just, I'm not pleased with it at all. It just doesn't make sense. And these two guys we talked to, and they've given me and Clint some information to who else to talk to. And, you know, I don't know if they'll change it because it's coming from a coach, but at least they'll listen to me, I know.
There was the story from the 09 championship game where Jack Wooten, I believe, was the Tar Heel that could not dress out or was not dressed out for that game. He was in the stands, had his suit on, and when it became apparent the Tar Heels were going to win, just ripped the suit off, had his jersey on, and ran out onto the court and celebrated with his teammates. So.
But, you know, it's something, too, because I complained about it then, but since then we haven't had the 16- or 17-man roster, and so I complained, and I didn't realize it was back again. You know, I said, that's a bag, and they said, no, it never left. So the last time I complained, it did no good. And so it's what it is. But, I mean, if every one of those people sitting up there, you can't tell me that you think that's sensible. If they don't do it in football and they go to the national championship game, they let everybody dress that dress for the first game. If that's the rule, and I like to say I'm getting Clint to look into it, but it just if it's their son, they would change in a daggum heartbeat.
Justin, good question. Got us all fired up. So it's our Cruisers question of the night. $25 gas gift card.
Scotland here.
Courtesy of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Great tasting fountain drinks, high performance gasoline. You're good to go at Cruisers. Let's take a break. We're going to gather our thoughts, come back, more to do with Coach after this timeout. It's Roy Williams live from Learfield, IMG College.
Babe, put your phone down.
Can't. I'm customizing a Nissan Rogue and our team colors for our chance to win it.
But real fans watch everything.
Okay, real fan. Who's winning?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'll take the Rogue.
Enter the Nissan Own the Paint sweepstakes today at NissanUSA.com/Rogue sweepstakes.
Get to Nissan, proud partner of Carolina Athletics.
No purchase necessary. To enter and for official rules, visit NissanUSA.com/Rogue sweepstakes. Ends 3/31/19. Open to residents of the U.S. or D.C. except Alaska 18 and older. Void where prohibited.
Everyone has an idea of their perfect engagement ring. You'll know it when you see it, but you have to see it. Allure Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. 8 stunning collections with over 300 styles. Yellow, rose, or white gold. Two-tone, stacks. Pave, solitaires, wraps, guards, your perfect ring exists. All you have to do is come and see it. It's your style and your choice with Allure Bridal, only at Reed's Jewelers and Reed's.com.
There are 10 million people in North Carolina, meaning UNC Healthcare has 10 million reasons to push boundaries. That's why we're putting healthcare right at your fingertips, offering 24/7 virtual appointments, developing hundreds of breakthrough clinical trials, and why we have experts for anything that comes your way. We have 10 million reasons to never stop. You, UNC Healthcare, North Carolina's health system. Find a doctor at 10millionreasons.org.
Continental Tires Terrain Contact AT is the ideal all-terrain tire for CUV, SUV, and light trucks, and will get you to the game or anywhere else you need to go. Traction Plus technology gives you the durability to conquer dirt, gravel, and grass, while also providing a quiet, comfortable ride. This tire strikes the perfect balance between off-road traction and on-road manners. Visit ContinentalTire.com for more details. Continental Tire, a proud partner of Carolina Athletics.
Gearing up for a weekend adventure? We've built a truck for that. Need an SUV with plenty of power, cargo room, and technology? We've built those too. There's a reason Ford is America's best-selling brand. So you keep driving them. We'll keep building them. The all-new Ford Ranger. The Ford Edge. Ford Expedition. See your Carolina Ford dealer or go to buyfordnow.com to learn more. Best-selling brand claim based on 2018 calendar year sales.
Back at Top of the Hill Restaurant, downtown Chapel Hill. Thanks so much for being with us this evening, talking Tar Heel hoops with the head coach of the Tar Heels. If you are here with us in the restaurant, you should have received a ticket. Go ahead and make sure you have it with you now. Next commercial break, we're going to do our drawing for our item from Alumni Hall. And our item this week is a clear zip ticket. tote bag with the Tar Heel logo on top. And anybody who goes to sporting events now knows that you need some of these. Most everywhere now, you have to have a clear bag if you want to carry some extra stuff into the game. So we've got a Tar Heel themed clear zip tote bag. If you don't win, it is okay. You can stop by Alumni Hall in person right down the road in the new Carolina Square or shop online at alumnihall.com. All right. Let me get my clear zip tote bag out of the way. Let's get to some more questions.
Okay, I'm ready.
Dean in Asheville just called in, wanted to know when the season is over, and of course we hope it's a couple of weeks from now for the Tar Heels, wants to know the first golf course that you plan on playing in the offseason.
I have no idea. I already have a couple of golf trips planned, but I'd like to put it off as long as I can before
right.
I start playing, but I have no idea, and I have a short window when the tournament's first in the NCAA finals. There's a couple of days that you can play, and then we go on the road recruiting, and then there's a few more days that you can play, and then you get a little bit of a time period in May that you can play. So, well, I'll tell you the funniest thing. It wasn't funny to me at the time. In 05, no, in 09, we won it in 09, and Joe Holiday and his wife Roy and Juan and I, we went down to Charleston and went to play Bulls Bay, and it was my first round. And I'm on the 18th hole, and I've got it about 30. Jones doesn't play golf. He doesn't understand this. But I've got about 30 feet above the hole, a little bit downhill. And if I two-putt the sucker, I shoot 69 my first round of the year. I'm glad we won the tournament because I three-putted that sucker that day. But I've had some rounds really good starting out and some really, really bad. But, no, I'm I want to coach for a couple more weeks, and then we'll see what the golf looks like.
See, now I do play golf. I'm normally, if I'm at about 69 or 70, I still have a good 4, 5, 6 holes left to play. So I just don't play the same level coach does. That's all right.
Okay.
Andy sent this one in. Wanted to know if you feel like the tough early season schedule has helped you as you've gone along through ACC play and then now in the tournament.
Well, I always say I want our tough non-conference schedule to get it ready for the conference. And then conference, if you play well, that gets you ready for the NCAA tournament. So, yes, is the answer to the question. But I think the pre-conference schedule we play tries to get them ready to play the kind of opponents we're going to play in our league. And then after that, it goes.
Carolina Hoop Scoop via Twitter sent this one in. Coach, wanted to know if the players watch the other games of the NCAA tournament. Do you encourage them to watch them, not watch them? Do you have any particular opinion on it?
I really don't care. The only thing we don't do is typically we don't allow them to go out and watch the game. If we've won and or if we have a bye and somebody's playing and they're going to go out and watch them. I don't let them watch them because I don't want them to form their own scouting report. I'm going to give you the scouting report. I don't care what your eyes see or anything whatsoever. Go by what we're telling you. And Coach Smith did that too. We never allowed our guys to go out. And if we had won a game and we were going to play the winner of the next game, we get dressed. You see, you do your media obligations, and then we leave and go by the scouting report that the coaching staff gives you.
Colin in Cleveland sent this one in, Coach, via email, and he said he saw a couple funny things this past weekend where Luke May was doing an interview with SportsCenter, and the whole team kind of crashed the interview
yeah.
and had fun with Luke. And then he said, you know, after Garrison took that shot to the mouth, his guys were kind of picking fun of him in the locker room after the game. There were some funny pictures of Garrison smiling with the bloody mouth after
yeah,
the game.
Yeah, smile didn't look real good.
And Colin just wanted to know, how does the team keep emotions so positive and fun in what are obviously high-pressure situations right now in basketball terms?
Well, I tell the fans, I tell everybody in here, you know, don't look down the road. Just enjoy the journey. Enjoy the games. Don't look down. Well, if we win this one, we get to go here and think. Because I always say, if you look down the road, that's where you're going, down the road back home.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we try to do is enjoy the moment, enjoy the sunshine and the balloons or whatever it was that Al McGuire said, and compete our tails off and then see, you know, if we happen to win, they let us stay around, you know, we'll play another one. But I think doing it that way, I don't like to put pressure on the kids. And I've never been a coach that would take a second-place trophy and smash it and say, we don't play for second place. I think you play and try to do the best absolute you can every day and see what happens at the end.
Just want to slide it.
And I don't mind them being silly. You know, I want them to have fun. And that I did. In fact, Bubba showed it to me today with Scott Van Pelt, the interview. And it was sort of, he said, 5 minutes into my show and I've already lost control. So I enjoyed watching that.
Want to slide in one more story before the next commercial break. Bill and Shannon LaTrent, I hope I said that right, from Bedford, Pennsylvania, sent this in and asked, could you please tell Coach Williams that he made my 12-year-old daughter's day on Saturday? He said he stopped on the way to the team bus to simply sign her hat. Also, Cam Johnson, which is her favorite player, stopped, chatted with her, signed her hat as well, said it absolutely made her weekend. Sometimes you meet your idols and they exceed your expectations. So I wanted to pass that story along to you, Coach.
You know, and it really is good. It really is nice. And yet it's the most, there is one part of it, it's the most irritating thing that we do as a team, or I do as a coach. You go there and there's all these people lined up to take autographs, and they're sellers. And what they do, they want to get your autograph. And then some of them even bring their children to go get the autograph set. So I tell them, I say, I'm good. I have a good memory. I remember your face. Don't show up here again. You know, and I give them one autograph and then go on. And so we're getting on the bus the other day, and the guys asked, right. I said, didn't I just give you an autograph? He said, yes. I said, I told you, I remember faces because I've never sold my autograph. I don't think it should be sold. I think it's somebody's dumb to buy the thing. But, you know, it's the kind of thing to me that gets lost, because there are some kids there that you really want to do those kind of things for. And yet, I mean, we got off the bus after the win. I said, go tell the security, get those people out of the way. And so we went down, and one guy started yelling. I said, no, you're hanging around with a bad crowd, because there are three guys with him are the sellers. And one girl, there was one young lady there. And I said, you too, you're hanging around with a bad crowd. Come to find out the next day he was by himself, but the young lady was not. She was with the people to do that. And that's irritating. Every time you pull up that they're wanting to do that, because I'll give an autograph to anybody. There's nobody in here that's ever seen me turn down an autograph. But I just don't like that part of it.
Let's take a time out. A reminder, if you're here with us in the restaurant, get that ticket. We're going to have our Alumni Hall giveaway during this next commercial break. Come back. We still have about 10 minutes left here on Roy Williams Live from Learfield, IMG College.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist, the 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan Intelligent Mobility Technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue, for the win. Get to Nissan, proud partner of Carolina Athletics. Go, ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
There are 10 million people in North Carolina, meaning UNC Healthcare has 10 million reasons to push boundaries. That's why we're putting healthcare right at your fingertips, offering 24/7 virtual appointments, developing hundreds of breakthrough clinical trials, and why we have experts for anything that comes your way. We have 10 million reasons to never stop. You. UNC Healthcare, North Carolina's health system. Find a doctor at 10millionreasons.org.
The Learfield IMG College Directors Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Directors Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Every day in the U.S., more than 9 people are killed and 1,000 injured in crashes involving a distracted driver. You can't control other motorists, but you can control how you operate your vehicle. Avoid distractions while driving, like texting, eating, and changing the radio or navigation system. You can't drive safely unless driving has your full attention. Any non-driving activity you engage in increases your risk of crashing. Brought to you by Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents of North Carolina. Learn more at TrustedChoice.com.
Gearing up for a weekend adventure? We've built a truck for that. Need an SUV with plenty of power, cargo room, and technology? We've built those too. There's a reason Ford is America's best-selling brand. So you keep driving them. We'll keep building them. The all-new Ford Ranger. The Ford Edge. Ford Expedition. See your Carolina Ford dealer or go to buyfordnow.com to learn more. Best-selling brand claim based on 2018 calendar year sales.
Back at Top of the Hill Restaurant, downtown Chapel Hill. Have a quick segment here because want to take our final break, have a little bit of time to talk about Auburn, which we want to do in the final second. A couple of quick notes, though, before we will get one question here in this segment. Want to wish a happy birthday, Eddie Craven, joining us from Greensboro. Where are you, Eddie? Happy birthday. Thank you for being with us today. And as far as the show, this is scheduled to be the final show of the year with Coach. He has agreed, however, if the Tar Heels are as successful as we hope they are this upcoming weekend, that we will be back here next Monday if the Tar Heels are successful. So if we have a lot to celebrate, we will have a show next Monday. We're not even going to talk about the alternative, but the only way we would have a show next Monday is if we're going to be celebrating something really fun. So keep that in mind as you watch the games this upcoming weekend. Coach, let's slide in. One question, take this last break. John in Danville, Virginia, sent one in. He said he's been impressed with your defense on the perimeter and its improvement throughout the year. Do you feel it has improved, and what do you think are some keys to a good perimeter defender?
Oh, man. I didn't think it had improved at all in the first 14 minutes of the Iona game. I thought it was about as bad as we've had it all year. But, no, I think the guys have improved. It's led by Kenny. Kobe's a good defensive player. Cam has his moments. B-Rob can come in and give you some minutes. Probably the biggest thing is Garrison has just done such a great job on the hard hedge, on the screen, on the ball, that it's made it easier for everybody else. But then we practice it every daggum day. I mean, screen on the ball, it's 5-on-5. We do it every day, and you should get better. If you don't get better, you don't want to play. But I think we have gotten better. And you need quickness, but you need desire. You need a balance to be able to handle the stuff, and you need to have some toughness. I really believe that one, if I'm guarding you and somebody, if Mike comes down to try to set a screen on me, he's not going to screen me. Mm-hmm. You know why? Because I don't want to be screened. And so you got to have that toughness, that attitude a little bit too. If you have that, that helps you on the perimeter as well.
Last time out, come back. We'll look ahead to Auburn, the next opponent for the Tar Heels. It's all coming up on Roy Williams Live from Learfield, IMG College.
It's that time of year again. The Bojangler Fish Filet Sandwich is back at Bojangles. Coming today for Bojangles' light, flaky, wild-caught Alaskan pollock filet sprinkled with Bojangles' special blend of seasonings. Topped with a slice of American cheese, tartar sauce, and served on a toasted buttered bun. Head to Bojangles and try the Bojangler Fish Filet Sandwich combo with your choice of fixin' and legendary iced tea. Bojangles, it's Bojangler time.
UNC fans, when you're looking for a unique shopping and dining experience, make Crabtree Valley Mall your game day, any day, all day destination. Crabtree offers more than 200 unique shops like Michael Kors, Brooks Brothers, Oakley, J. Crew, Pandora, Altered State, and Allen Edmonds. Plus restaurants such as the Cheesecake Factory, Fleming's Prime Steakhouse, and Seasons 52 Fresh Grill. For a complete lineup of our stores and restaurants, visit us at shopcrabtree.com. Crabtree Valley Mall, Glenwood Avenue, Raleigh.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. We're committed to fountain drink perfection. That's why we make ours with 100% filtered water and serve them at an ice-cold 34 degrees over our famous Chewy Ice. We're so sure you'll taste the difference, we guarantee it. The next time you come into one of our 25 Cruisers locations, come inside and enjoy the perfect fountain drink made just the way you like it. They're only 89 cents every day.
Fountain drinks with Chewy Ice, only at Cruisers. Good to go.
Babe, put your phone down.
Can't. I'm customizing a Nissan Rogue in our team colors for our chance to win it.
But real fans watch everything.
Okay, real fan. Who's winning?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'll take the Rogue.
Enter the Nissan Own the Paint sweepstakes today at NissanUSA.com/Rogue Sweepstakes.
Get to Nissan, proud partner of Carolina Athletics.
No purchase necessary. To enter and for official rules, visit NissanUSA.com/Rogue Sweepstakes. Ends 3/31/19. Open to residents of the U.S. or D.C. except Alaska, 18 and older. Void where prohibited.
My name is Sammy Culberson. I'm the owner of the Chick-fil-A inside University Place in Chapel Hill, formerly known as University Mall. Our team would love to invite you and your family to come try our new addictive frosted coffee or frosted lemonade, which is a smooth blend of our signature ice cream and our fresh squeezed lemonade. They are delicious. So come see us just off 15501 on Estes Drive, only 2 miles from UNC. Our Chick-fil-A restaurant is a proud sponsor of the Tar Heels.
All right, we have 1 minute left. Carolina moving on to the Sweet 16 in Kansas City. It's Friday night, 7:30. Auburn, the opponent. Mentioned, Coach, Auburn has made more three-pointers than any team in the nation. They've won 10 in a row. Very good team that the Tar Heels will be seeing on Friday night.
A very good team, probably hotter than anybody in the country right now. I'll just give you an example, and I think I'll get this right. We've made 305 threes this year, which ties the school record. I think they've made 430. And so we got to go out and guard the three-point shot again and got to make it a little more difficult for them. They're athletic. They go up and down. And, you know, it could be a high-paced game, but maybe everybody should shoot a bunch of bricks. There's no telling. But it's probably going to be up there in the 80s, 90s, 100s and see what happens.
Coach, great to see you again. See you soon.
All right. Thank you. Thank you guys for being here. Thank you.
Live from top of the hill, Roy Williams Live has been brought to you by AT&T, a proud supporter of Carolina basketball. AT&T, more for your thing. That's our thing. Also brought to you by your Carolina Ford dealers. See what's new with Ford's lineup of unstoppable SUVs and built Ford tough trucks at your Carolina Ford dealer today. Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents of North Carolina. Distracted driving is a serious problem. Don't text and drive. And by Wells Fargo, proud supporter of Carolina athletics. Wells Fargo, established 1852, reestablished 2018. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Tar Heel Sports Network.